Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. Thank you for joining me today. I am Dr. Ruth. Today we continue with our verse-by-verse Bible study out of the Gospel of Mark. Today we are in Mark chapter 4 and we pick it up in verse 35. I hope you have listened to the previous session. So I will be teaching out of the NIV version of the Bible. So in these next upcoming verses, beginning here in verse 35 all the way till the end of this chapter, which is verse 41, we will learn how the Lord Jesus calmed the storm when he was with his disciples in the boat. Because the Bible teaches us out of Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus Christ is still applying the same techniques or methodology or the same ways in calming the storms in our lives today. So this is a very, very critical session. All of these sessions are critical because we are learning a lot about the ministry of Jesus Christ. But I want to bring this to your attention because we live in a fallen world. And like the Lord Jesus himself said in the Gospel of John 16, I believe verse 33, that in this present world, we will encounter various trials and tribulations. So the sooner we learn how to deal with these storms in life, the better. So let's get into it. Verse 35 out of the Gospel of Mark chapter 4. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, referring to the Lord Jesus, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Let me pause right away. We are learning that the disciples just didn't decide on their own to go on the other side. They received instructions from God in the flesh, Jesus Christ. So they were in God's perfect will. Right away, this debunk some wrong teachings out there that if you are in God's will, you will not encounter crisis or you won't encounter storms in life. That is false. That is so false. So we are learning right away that the disciples were in God's perfect will. Jesus had given them an order and they obeyed and they are about to encounter a storm. So let us continue here. We are in verse 36. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. So the Lord Jesus was with them in the boat, just like the Lord Jesus is indwelling each true believer, each true Christian through the Holy Spirit. Yet we will still encounter storms or crisis in life. And before I even continue, what do modern day storms look like? Okay, it could be a literal storm like the disciples will encounter here in the sea, or storms or crisis could be financial hardship, dealing with various attacks, physically, diseases, wayward child, troubled relationships, divorce, difficulty just dealing with the day-to-day stressors at your job. These are modern-day storms or crises that we deal with today. I wanted to just clarify that. So let us continue here. I pick it up here in verse 37. Actually, it would be better if I just go back and reread verse 36. Let's go back there. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were other boats with him. Verse 37. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Let me explain here. In verse 37, a furious squall is referring to high waves. If you were to study this out of other translations, such as New King James or NLT, which is New Living Translation, it is talking about high waves were entering into the boat. So they were in a physical storm in the sea on the boat. So waves were so furious, they were entering into the boat. Just picture this. You are in the middle, sitting in the boat in the sea, and then there's a huge storm coming, and the waves are just coming right into the boat, and the waves are about to just take over the boat. That is what is happening here. Have that picture in mind. So let's find out how the disciples and the Lord would react. We are in verse 38. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. So the Lord Jesus was in the boat. He was sleeping. He was very aware of this storm. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Amazing. So we are learning two different types of reactions here. We see the disciples already in panic mode, and the Lord Jesus was comfortably sleeping through the storm. And the disciples came and woke him. "Don't you care that we drown? Don't you care if we die?" I laugh because the disciples' reaction is very typical of our reaction today when we are facing various storms or crises in life. We get into panic mode, and that is the worst way to handle crisis. Before I even continue, let me just say this. When we as Christians are dealing with various storms or crises in our lives, such as financial hardships, sicknesses and diseases attacking our bodies, wayward child, financial hardship, when we get into panic mode, it means a couple of things. It means we are taking our eyes off of God. You see, as we are learning in this storm, the Lord Jesus was calmed, sleeping perfectly. A lot of times, we project our reaction to crisis towards God. What do I mean? I mean that a lot of times we panic when we go through crisis, and we incorrectly think that God is also panicking. And then because God is also panicking, he has to intervene right away. False. Jesus, as we are learning, in the middle of this storm, was calm and sleeping. Likewise, when we are going through hardships, we would be wise to quickly know that God, come on somebody, God the Holy Spirit in us is calm and quiet, waiting for us to be calm and give him the opportunity to help us to overcome the crisis. Are you getting this? The calmer we stay during crisis, knowing that God is in perfect control, the faster we give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to enable us to deal with the crisis. So getting into panic mode, being afraid, means we are not trusting God who indwells us. We are saying that we are taking our eyes off of God and focusing on the problem. That is exactly what the disciples did here, and that is exactly how many people react to crisis. No wonder it takes longer to overcome the crisis. So, let us continue here. We are now in verse 39. So, after the disciples had screamed, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up. This is the Lord Jesus. He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calmed. Likewise, if we can trust the Lord Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit to calm the storms in our life, it will be done effortlessly. With just a word, the Lord Jesus can give us the revelation how to deal with crisis that we cannot figure it out. So friend, when you are dealing with overwhelming crisis storms in your life, do not panic. Stay centered on Christ Jesus, and very soon here, we will discuss how to handle crisis scripturally. But real quick, stay calm, cast it upon the Lord, know that God has infinite power, God knows all things, he's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, he is with you, he will never leave or forsake you. The worst thing you can do when you are dealing with crisis is to say, "God, don't you care about me?" Just like these disciples did. That would be wrong, because the Bible teaches us clearly that the Lord Jesus will never leave or forsake us. So to cry out in desperation, to say, God, don't you care about me? God, where are you? It is a prayer of unbelief. Mm-hmm. God is always with us in the middle of the storm. God will never leave or forsake us. No matter how bad we think our crises are, God is in control. And the sooner we start focusing on God, the better the crisis will be dealt with quickly. Okay? So we move on here to verse 40. The Lord Jesus had calmed the storm, and he continued. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? Why did the Lord Jesus say this? Because the disciples had been with him some time now. They had seen him perform miracles. So Jesus is like, why are you so afraid? I'm right here with you. Don't you have faith in me? Likewise, when we panic, when we become fearful, dealing with crisis, the Lord Jesus is saying the same thing. Can't you just trust me? Can't you just depend on my goodness? So I'm asking you the same question. If you are dealing with a crisis today, the Lord Jesus is asking you the same thing. Can you trust him to handle the crisis? Can you take your eyes off the crisis and focus on him? Can you give God the Holy Spirit the opportunity to speak to your heart, to give you wisdom how to deal with the crisis? Can you do that? I hope you can, because God is so willing to help. But when we decide to chronically worry about the problem, when we decide to chronically try to figure it out, when we decide to chronically trust our own wisdom, then we quench the power of God in our lives to deal with the crisis. So don't do that, okay? So surrender to God. Nothing is impossible for God. Let me repeat that. Somebody needs to hear this. Nothing is impossible. Again, don't react to your problems or circumstances. Trust the word of God. Moving on in verse 41, after the Lord Jesus had rebuked them, asking them why they are so afraid, the disciples continued here in verse 41. They were terrified, referring to the disciples. They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Exactly. Let's put this into perspective. You have to understand that the disciples making this comment, like, who are you, Jesus, that even the winds and the waves obey you? They didn't quite get a fuller revelation of the Lord Jesus's deity as God, and they did not quite get a fuller revelation of his power and his mission. They were not indwelt by the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus hadn't died. So they were coming from a humanistic perspective, looking at the Lord Jesus as a human being, and they were like, who is this man? So before we get really harsh on the disciples, keep it in perspective that these disciples were really only emboldened and started performing miracles, etc., after the Lord Jesus died, was resurrected, and then they were filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit. But at this point in the Lord Jesus' ministry, these disciples were not filled with the Holy Spirit. Granted, they were with God in the flesh, they still didn't quite understand what was going on. So they had doubts, they had a lot of fear, but the Lord Jesus was with them, helping them. So they asked that question genuinely and honestly, okay? But here's the catch. Today, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are more equipped than these disciples were during the time of the Lord Jesus' earthly ministry. What do I mean? We are indwelt by God the Holy Spirit, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. We have direct access to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the complete revelation of the scriptures. So we really have no excuse to act out of fear or out of panic or out of chronically doubting if God is with us during crisis, if God is going to intervene. We are in a much better position. So let me ask you, do you agree with what I just said? If you do agree, how do you deal with crisis? How do you handle crisis? Do you handle crisis like the Lord Jesus has provided a template for us to trust him? Let me take you to one such powerful scripture. There are several. One comes to mind where the Lord Jesus clearly laid out a blueprint for how we should behave or react when we are dealing with a crisis in this dark world. But before I even get there, let me just tell you about a book resource that we are offering during this teaching that I know and I believe will help you tremendously. It's a book that I wrote. It's a simple, straightforward Bible teaching handbook on how to deal with crises and storms in this present life. It is simply titled, Call to Endure with Joy, Overcoming Crisis God's Way, How to Allow Christ Jesus to Work It Out for You. This is a simple book that I wrote during the COVID era, when COVID struck and people were dealing with all various types of crises. And the Lord put it in my heart to write this book. It has blessed hundreds of people. It's easy read. You can read this book in really 3 hours. We are offering this book for a ministry donation for just $14. This book is $14 with shipping and handling. It's $20. A love gift to the ministry. If you live in the continental USA, we will ship this book to you. Please visit our website. And here is how you can get this book. You can visit our website, drruthtanyi.org/donate. We also receive donations through Cash App. The address there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. And then if you live in the USA, we do receive donations through Zelle. And here is the telephone number. It is 909-501-9031. Again, that Zelle telephone number is 909-501-9031. So again, for a donation of $20, shipping and handling included, we will ship this book to you today. But if you live overseas, this book is also available on Amazon. I really recommend you get it today, Overcoming Crisis God's Way. So it will really bless you, provide a Bible study template for how to deal with the day-to-day crisis we face in this fallen world. And we thank you in advance for your donation to get that book, as it helps us to produce this Bible teaching podcast so we can advance God's kingdom. Thank you for that. So going back to how the Lord Jesus has taught us how to handle crisis, he provided a phenomenal teaching out of the Gospel of Matthew, which I won't reteach this entire thing because I have this teaching already right here on this Podbean podcast. So I would recommend you go to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7 and listen to the verse-by-verse teaching of this phenomenal principle, how to deal with crisis. But quickly here, it is the famous teaching of the Lord Jesus pertaining to the wise and the foolish builder. Okay? The wise and the foolish builder out of Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27. Let me just read this to you, then I will touch on this briefly and then pull out some implications and applications for us. So in verse 24, the Lord is teaching. This is Gospel of Matthew 7:24. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Right away, this wise man built his house, meaning that he is living his life in accordance with God's word, which is the rock. Verse 25, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Right away, the Lord Jesus is saying that this wise person is living their life out of godly principles. This person is living his or her life in accordance with the scriptures, the rock, which is the word of God, and the word of God is God. God is his word. You cannot separate. So this is a very wise person who has taken the time to apply God's word into his or her life. Now we go to verse 26. But everyone who hears this word of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Exactly. Again, as I said, I won't do a lot of teaching here. This is out of Matthew 7:24-27. I have this teaching right here on this podcast, so go back and re-listen to that. Very quickly here, the Lord Jesus had done his phenomenal teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, and he is describing two types of people, okay, who would face crisis in this dark world. We had the wise person who is living in accordance with God's word, and we had a foolish person who is living in accordance with their own thinking. Mm-hmm. The foolish person is not living in accordance with God's word. They are leaning on their own understanding. So these two people were attacked with crisis. But the wise person who had been living in accordance with God's word, and the wise person who is standing on God's word, is able to overcome because they are standing on a solid rock, the word of God, a solid rock, the Lord Jesus himself. So they are easily able to overcome crisis, and they are able to endure and learn from that experience and grow in their relationship with God. But on the other hand, the foolish one, a person who is doing things his or her own way, the person who is doing things in accordance with the standards of the world, the person who is not obeying God's word, is going to crash, because only the word of God provides the solid foundation for us to deal and overcome with crisis. So friend, out of this, we can take three major applications here. Number one, how do we handle crisis in accordance with this passage of scripture here and many other scriptures, which I don't have time to get into? Number one, you stand on the solid rock, the word of God. You stand on God's promises. And friend, remember that all of the promises of God through Christ Jesus are a resounding yes and amen. So that was out of 2 Corinthians 1:20. Just to repeat that, all of God's promises through Christ Jesus are yes and amen. So whatever crisis you're dealing with today, what does this mean to you? Number two, you get into God's word, the solid foundation, the rock. You find a promise in God's word and you stand on that promise. You study it. You meditate on it. You ponder on it. You confess it over your circumstances. You stand on the solid rock, the word of God. And again, remember, God is his word. His word is him. You cannot separate. That is out of John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. God is his word. So when you are standing on the solid foundation, when you are standing on the rock, the word of God, you are coming in agreement with God 100%. And because the Bible teaches clearly out of Jeremiah 1:12, that God is watching over his word to see it come to pass. Did you get that? God is watching over those who are standing on his promises to be certain they come to pass. Because God is not a man that he should lie. God is faithful 100%. So you can stand on the solid foundation of God's word and have confidence that because God is faithful 100%, no matter how long it takes, no matter what it takes, God's promises in your life will come to pass if you do not give up. And remember, earlier in the previous session, I thought about the principle out of Mark 4:26-29. I thought about the principle of seed, time, and harvest. So when you take the word of God, the seed, that this is a third application here. When you take the word of God, the seed, you give it time, and you give it time by meditating on it, you praying over your situation, you stand, you will see a harvest at God's perfect timing, and you will grow into your relationship with God. You will grow into how to deal with crisis so that when the next crisis attack you, you will be well positioned to easily overcome. Friend, do you receive this? This is how you deal with crisis. Just to recap, number one, you stand on God's promises, which are all yes and amen in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1:20. God is faithful 100%. He is watching over his word to see it come to pass. Jeremiah 1:12. Number two, you find a specific promise pertaining to your crisis. You stand on that. You meditate on that. You give it time. Number three, you trust the process of seed, time, and harvest, knowing that God is faithful 100%. Your crisis will come to pass if you do not give up. Okay? Again, the scriptures come into mind, Galatians 6:7-11, that God is not mocked. Okay? If you stand on his promises, you will reap a bountiful harvest. So, friend, I hope that you have been blessed by today's teaching, and I just want to say that no matter what you're going through, stand on God's promises. No matter how difficult the challenges appear on the surface, do not be deceived. Do not lean on your own understanding. Do not try to figure this thing out. Cast it over to the Lord. Call upon the Lord to give you the wisdom and revelation how to handle crisis. It will come to pass. Stand on God's promises, stand on God's word, and have confidence that God is with you. He will never leave or forsake you. Do you receive this? I hope you do, in Jesus' name. And I want to just remind you to visit our website to get that book as a love gift donation to us. Again, it is titled, Call to Endure with Joy, Overcoming Crisis God's Way. How to allow Christ Jesus to work it out for you. So please visit our website, drruthtanyi.org/donate. And then we are also on Cash App, the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi, and then Zelle 909-501-9031. And I will add a link on the description box so you can click and go straight into our website and get this book. I want to thank you today for your donation, loved gift of $20 or more, so we can put it into this podcast and produce more shows like this to bless many others. So I just trust the Lord that you've been blessed by this session. So I want to just pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just thank you for all of the listeners today and those who will listen later on. I just pray, Father God, you're putting in my heart right now that there are people listening to me right now. They're just dealing with financial crisis. I pray you give them the revelation how to generate wealth, for it is you who give them the strength and ability to generate wealth. I just pray for you to open divine doors. I pray for your prosperity to be revealed in their lives. I pray for all those who are dealing with sicknesses and diseases. I just release your word over their bodies right now. I just release life over their bodies right now. Father God, I am sensing in my spirit there are those who are dealing with wayward children. I just pray, Father God, that you just realign the paths of these children to come back into alignment with you. And I pray for restoration of broken relationships, God. I thank you because you're such a good and faithful God. I pray you're giving each listener the wisdom to deal with their crisis, and you are bringing specific verse into their heart, and you're teaching them, Holy Spirit, how to stand on that and trust you. And I'm praying, Holy Spirit, you're giving each one specific instructions and revelation how to stand on your promises. I pray, God, the Holy Spirit, you're meeting each of them at their specific place of need. Father, I thank you because you're good and you're faithful, God. And I know that because you're such a good God, and because we've prayed in accordance with your word, The answer to this prayer is yes and amen. Through Jesus Christ, I have prayed. I thank you for all of them, Father. You go before them to just bless them and protect them, to keep them well today. I have prayed all this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all those who agree say, amen. God loves you. Peace.
Before we go, I want to remind you to visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. And check out our event page and sign up for one or all of our upcoming events. While there, remember to subscribe to Dr. Ruth's monthly Bible teaching e-newsletters so you can start receiving more life-changing teachings. If Dr. Ruth's teachings are a blessing to you, we would like to know that. So would you please send us an email and let us know? Here is our email address, info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. You can also find Dr. Ruth's simple and practical teachings on YouTube. Just search for Dr. Ruth Tanyi Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch Dr. Ruth's Bible teaching videos at your convenience 24/7. Remember to click the notification bell on YouTube after you subscribe. That way, you will receive alerts when we upload more Bible teachings. I am Chris Horam, and may God's abundant blessings chase you today. In Jesus' name, amen.